Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for December 9th. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. I'll move on to public comments. If anybody has anything to comment on from the public, please come up to the chair, state your name and your comment. They must be all getting ready for the big snow tomorrow. All right, we'll move on then to agenda review. I believe we're going to move the approval of resolution 2025-13 to number 15 on the agenda. Any other amendments to the agenda? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve as amended.
I make a motion to approve as amended.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzian, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Move, then look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzian, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Chief.
Well, good evening, Mayor and Council. Coming to you to basically talk about the para pension increase for 2026. I feel in the past couple meetings we have kind of got things talked about, ironed out. You guys have any last questions, comments?
Council? I think we've hashed this one out pretty well.
I think so.
And discussed it. Anything else, Chief, before we act on that?
I just want to let you guys know that I talked with Jason, our public works guy, about the Christmas lights on the east end of town. I did put out a Facebook post from the fire department explaining that, you know, because of the storms we had this summer, tore off some of those wires. Electrician came and looked at it. They're basically fixing what they can, and then Excel has to come out and basically run their power to it because it comes off the main wire or something like that. So at this point, I believe we're basically in the timeline of Xcel Energy. Yeah. So
Xcel's mercy here. So
yeah,
better luck next year.
Yeah. I was told that our electricians were going to, you know, try and put in a good word with some of the guys. They know, maybe get the process sped up. But yeah, we had no idea that anything of ours or the city's, as far as the Christmas lights concerned, were damaged until basically after we put them up, turned them on, and part of them didn't turn on. Mm-hmm. So I've been questioned a couple times, and I know some other people have, so just wanted to bring it to council's attention. I'm sure most of you knew, but for all the people out there listening in radio land, they now know as well. So outside of that, we have our toy drive breakfast coming up on Sunday. Hope to see you guys all there, 8 to noon, or until the food runs out. Toy donation unwrapped, new unwrapped, or monetary donations are accepted. Any other questions for me?
Nothing here?
Nope.
So, Councilor, we do have in front of us a resolution if we so see fit. We do need, if we are going to make a change, need to address number one in there with a number.
I think I know what it was. I'm gonna pull this up for you guys.
Oh, the number. Okay.
Sorry. So I think currently at 2300, correct?
Correct.
And I think what was talked about in the previous meeting was seemed to be the popular, was 2,600?
Correct.
Yeah, because that left us with...
With 9%?
Yeah, it left us at, or left us at 109% funded, I believe, yep.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's what I...
As long as you guys are good with that.
Yeah, we're more than happy with that, very grateful.
So if you want to see, here's the...
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good to me.
So do we just need to make a motion
just for
that
resolution?
To approve the resolution at setting the pension at 2,600.
Okay. Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adopt resolution number 2025-12 to set the para at 2,600 a year for each FD.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2025-12 to set the para benefit at $2,600 per year. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilman Rover, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would say Merry Christmas, but I don't know if I can say that.
Me.
I just did it anyways. All right, next item on the docket is Old City Business, public nuisance violation.
So just to give you an update, I met with the county attorney on the public nuisance violation and the court trial coming up. It will go to the judge tomorrow for possibly starting trial on Thursday. We'll know, attorney thought she'd know by noon tomorrow if it was gonna go to trial on Thursday. Her feeling or indication right now is that it may get bumped another month. But I'll keep you in the loop. The only thing I have for counsel is if there's anything that they come to negotiate for an extension or give them another 3, 6, 9 year or whatever to complete the actions, what the council's wishes would be on that.
Council's any thoughts? Basically what Jeremy's looking for is some direction in case the event that they come to the table and want to do something versus going to the jury trial.
Instead of going to a trial, they want to break out into a breakout room and have discussion on coming to an agreement. I mean, I think the ultimate end goal is that it's in compliance, but then they ask for, you know, another 6 months to complete that. Because obviously now it's winter, that's the hard part.
We'll tell them June 1st then.
If they agree to come into compliance, but I mean, that hasn't been the case, right?
No.
As of right now, we haven't been able to meet at that.
No, I haven't heard nothing, but I'm just trying to prepare ourselves for same situation we had with the land dispute.
Well, yeah, you want to give some type of sympathy because it's winter, but if we push, all of a sudden we do push it off to June, and then all of a sudden they're not in compliance, then what? We start this thing over again?
No, then they would be fined.
Yeah, there'd be a mechanism in place. A part of the agreement, like the last one, would have been if they agree to come in compliance by a certain date and they don't come in compliance, then whatever stay of penalty the judge has given them will go into effect. Similarly, what happened down there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay to work with them if it comes to that where they're in agreement to bring it into compliance. I mean, I think we've showed a little work with people if they're willing to work with us, but you gotta come.
I would say June 1st, give them 6 months and.
And like, we're going off of like what compliance is by the city code.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that works.
Good. I'm good at that.
We'll keep you updated.
Okay.
If there's no other questions, we'll move on then to the engagement letter for Abdu, Ike, and Meyer. I believe that's the independent auditor.
Correct.
Is that independent auditor?
Independent auditor.
Correct. They are independent.
Auditor or independent? All right. Any questions anybody has on the engagement letter? Otherwise, I would look for a motion to approve the engagement letter for Abdu, Ike, and Meyer.
Actually, it's just Abdu now, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice that.
It changed to Abdu.
So. Well, too bad for Ike and Meyer.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the engagement letter with Abdu for the 25 to 27 audit.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the engagement letter with Abdu for 2025 to 2027 audit. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzien, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Water meter at 860 Park.
All right, so what we had is we had a resident at 860 Park Avenue had their water shut off, a new water shut off put in. So at that time, we wanted to get a new meter in there, which they were agreed to. And I believe Jason had asked the plumber if he'd put it in. Yes, well then, and ended up billing the resident for it, which we typically do and don't charge. So I said I'd bring it forward to council to see if there was a point we could come to or an agreement on compensating for that, them charging them to install that. Because typically no one else pays for, you know, a new meter to be installed. Usually the city does that. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's...
But what are they charging? Back.
I don't know.
I don't... You said it's... No, yeah. Wasn't expecting this, but they just charge by the hour. They don't tell you, they told me that there was a fee for installing it, but they don't tell you what the fee is. But since, from what I got out of them, since they had to essentially prep it like they would have to do with the old one, and since it's a new piece, they charge to install that. But they, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't really expecting any of this, so. And I know what they charge hourly and that I won't take anything like that. So I wasn't expecting to get anything. So I'm just saying, but yeah.
Do we have any kind of record on like what we've paid in the past to have that work done?
No, because typically a lot of them will just put it in because they, or we do it. So it's kind of hard. I don't know what to. It'd be nice to know how long it took them.
Well, I mean, they came and went twice and charged. The clock kept running. So, and I questioned on that too. So it's not our fault we didn't have the tools in the truck. So, guy could have went to Quick Trip and had got gas and burger and sat in the parking lot for an hour and I would have paid for it without knowing. So.
Right.
Normally they'll charge you a charge for the first run. That's the way we used to operate when I worked with a maintenance team. There was a truck charge, and then so much rate with that truck charge, like it included hours. So if you came into a job that took you 15 minutes, you still paid.
Right.
Minimum hour.
After that point, we charged by the hour. But like you said, so if I went to a job on prepare, it was not the homeowner's.
Well, you typically wouldn't think so.
It was, well, I would have got my ass chewed from the owner for not
Well, they did. They got that from me.
I mean, even if you have to take liquid nitrogen and freeze the line to do the work, you better be prepared. It's that
thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I wasn't expecting this or really anything to come of it. I was more heated in the moment of just other things that happened with them. So, like I said, I have no physical way to, besides showing you what they charged me and their little dumb write-up, there's no way that bills anything out separately. So, I mean, throwing any number out there would be, I don't know, maybe.
You know, how many, may I ask how many hours they charged?
No, they were there for 2.5, but they charged for 3.
And they only did this, or they did?
They were putting in a shutoff valve because mine was leaking, and they had a... Jason said he asked them if they have to take the water meter off, and he goes, I can and I can't. And it's probably easier if I do. And so the guy took it off.
So then we thought, well...
Well, he'll just put the new one on. Well, then he billed me to put the new one on. So that's how this all transpired. But, yeah, the quote from what they told me was only supposed to be like 1.5 hours, and it turned into 3. But like I said, that was travel time and all this other stuff. So, yeah.
Did it list their hourly rate?
Huh?
Did it list their hourly rate?
Well, yeah, I called them and asked them what their hourly rate was. But like I said, $170 an hour, I'm not taking any money like that. That's just, no.
That's pretty typical, though.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, I'm not going to come to you guys and say, I want $170, because that could have taken them 5 minutes to put it in. I don't know.
Yeah. What if you compromise and say half hour?
I feel guilty because it's like...
Oh, don't feel
guilty.
I mean,
you should pay for it, though. Like,
yeah,
if no one else
I can't
pays.
Prove anything.
Well, the thing is, everybody else gets it put in free.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you should get something.
We got to compensate. That's why I'm just trying to think aloud, like, without having a number itemized bill, what if we just went 30 minutes, compensate them for 30 minutes time and just...
I was going to say an hour.
Because they're probably going to charge you an hour.
I'm going to take Jason to put one in if he just installs a new meter.
About a half hour.
About a half hour. Yeah. Yeah. I know he put a new meter in my house, but then he had to come back like a month or two afterwards and run new wire and a little scanner thing because right. Nothing was working. And he was there for another half hour, maybe a little longer. So if you took that into consideration, the meter and all the little pieces together, if they were all brand new, it would be about an hour.
I would say an hour.
I would say an hour because you're not going to find anyone that is going to charge you less than an hour just to come.
Yeah, and that's true. Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm not calling you.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I'm good at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the switch, I mean, there's two valves. What the hell is two? Drill a hole, run your cord, put your sounder outside, and that's...
Mm-hmm.
It all depends if you got a foot dragger, if you got somebody that shakes their ass.
Yeah, I'm guessing he got the
foot dragger.
The former,
he's a double foot dragger.
So, council, what are the thoughts?
I say an hour.
I also agree.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Motion.
Motion to give resident 860 Park Avenue $170 for installation of a water meter.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to give the residents 1 hour's worth of work. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Do I abstain from this?
You have to abstain.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes with one abstention. Okay. We'll move on then to the city fee schedule. If anybody had taken a look and saw what they liked, didn't like. Changes?
I think just me personally going through it, I didn't see much other than usually the hall rentals is usually the biggest thing. One thing I looked at too is we may want to consider next year before the next election. If you want to look at possibly raising mayor and council, it's been since 2014, I believe, that those rates have been looked at. I think everything else is pretty well.
Council, any thoughts?
When did we last raise the hall fees?
The year before.
Did we do it last year?
I think last year.
Because I think when we raised the hall fees is when we also said we're not, there's going to be a minimum of the whatever we charge just for cleaning.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when we designated the rental rate for local clubs
too,
as
yeah,
well.
Correct.
Right, that $425, right?
Yep. No,
well, the local clubs, it's zero. Well,
zero, but yeah. Benefits.
Benefits are $425.
Right, okay. Yep. I'm sorry, what was our cleaning fee again?
I think we doubled it to 60 an hour.
60 an hour, and it typically takes?
It takes probably 5 hours.
5 hours, okay.
I would say to clean that hall.
Yeah, I don't know, I was just curious.
I mean, a deep clean is probably, you know, 6 to 8.
I know that time, Mike, one was a good 5 hours.
Yeah, it's at least 5 hours.
And that was just doing minimum.
Yeah.
Through for
like I said, it's a good day if you.
Because I have no idea what the hell I was doing.
That's a big space.
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time we looked at the Lions shelter and the park shelter down there?
Oh well, a couple years ago, I don't know if you recall, we raised these rates. And we got complaints, if you recall, and then we lowered it back to 150 from 200. The park, it's been a while. You know, like I said, we have another month yet, too, with the mix-up with the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that public hearing won't be till January 13th.
Where is the... Where are you seeing that?
On second to last page.
It's under community center rates and park shelter rates.
I mean, maybe that's the going rate, but I remember, I had Wyatt's grad party down there, and I was like...
Everything's going up in price.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to keep...
I remember thinking,
we gotta keep...
that's a lot of space for $200, and I had it for like a day and a half or something. I got to go in there and set up, and I got to take my time and clean it up. I was like, I don't know. I just felt like that wasn't... a whole lot for having two buildings and freezers and fridges and tables that are already in there and set up. I mean, I think that's a really nice space for that price.
You want to go up $100 on that? And
I was thinking about $50 across the board on everything.
$50 across the board, so $250 and $150.
Yeah, I mean, I think
50 bucks is, I mean, what?
Yeah, I think that's a good compromise. I mean, like I said, that's a lot of space for, and if that just goes into effect after my last kid graduates, then we'll.
Wow.
Effective 2029.
Just kidding. I mean, I'm good at that. 50 across the board. I mean, I don't think that's out of.
Are we going to do 50 across the board for community center too?
Ooh.
So we're going to go
that's here.
200, 150, 250, 150.
Yeah, I think so.
We can.
Or if we go 50 and 25 on the other two, or is that even worth adjusting, or is that not worth, juice not worth the squeeze there? I mean, I'd rent this for 200, but not, I get it, not everybody would, but. I think this is a nice space with a kitchen, but it's not super big, but you get two nice bathrooms, a kitchen, and...
All the fire trucks you can go play on?
Yeah.
I usually try to lock them doors.
Yeah.
keep them out of there.
Well, let's do 25 on the community center, around the across the board, and 50 on the park stuff. If that works. Since it's, like you said, it's not this big of a space. I mean, at that rate, you might as well just rent down there. You're going to get 10 times the room. So.
Yeah.
But that shelter rental fee, that local business one. Oh, man.
Any other adjustments to the schedule?
Anything with the hall?
Obviously, we'll confirm everything up at our next meeting, but...
I guess, I mean, I wouldn't mind going the hall another 50,000 across the board. Exxon, I mean, I don't know what it costs to heat that place, but Exxon Energy isn't lowering their rates anytime soon, so.
I agree.
So 50 for all them rents, then you want to keep the, for benefits, you want to keep it at 425?
Yeah, I wouldn't raise any of that. I would just say I'd raise the, anything besides benefits or local clubs that we approved or whatever, we wouldn't raise that on those guys, but.
Yeah.
For anybody else.
Okay.
I would even say including a city resident. 1,000 for a city resident. Just add 50 until we get to.
Yeah. Okay.
The special.
What temperature did they keep that at when it's down at night?
I think usually like at 55. 55, 60.
I mean, it's a big space to reheat if you
have
it too cold, you know. Yeah.
Yes, it really comes down to the how much it's used.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a big ice box, you know.
Did they ever have a
public bank?
Like used to garage bands for kids.
Sure.
And we that note about the public hearing for January 13th, that's just a note in there, right?
Yeah, it's just a reminder.
Okay. We're doing it just before city council meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At 7. Yeah. Council meeting to follow.
All right. So next thing, unless anybody's got any thoughts on the schedule, city fee schedule. We'll move on then to the 2026 final tax levy and budget discussion. We can start it here and then get it to point of look, and then we'll go ahead and do the employee review.
So anything from the public? This is your chance. This is your truth in taxation hearing. If no public input, then what I'll do is, from when we last met, I made the adjustments for the wages and the Minnesota paid leave. So with that, from our last budget, instead of a net income of zero, that leaves us with a net income, or loss, I should say, of 81,118. But with that, that's a 3% increase. You see what this, so it has only about a 1% impact to the property tax rate with a 3% increase. So what I would propose and open to discussion is keeping that net loss, using the reserves, which we have about 131, but I would like to use that and then transfer 123,000 100 into the city savings account to the street fund maintenance. Because right now, like I've said, we've pretty much have depleted that fund. So we used to have almost a $500,000 in there, and For the public that aren't aware, we move that money into these funds so when we have repairs, that we can make them repairs in a timely manner, for one, and two, also, so we are not assessing the homeowner. So like you can see right now, we have about 123 in there. Probably in about a couple years, we're gonna have to do George Street, and if we do that, connect George Street to County Road 50, that alone was about $200,000. And then you also have the mill and overlay of George Street too, which is probably gonna be another 250. So as you can see, that fund is, and then with that, what's not accounted in there, there's about 104,000 for LGA,
yeah,
that will be transferred in there over the next couple years. So in about 2 years, with that transfer, we should have enough money to complete George Street. And again, without assessing the homeowners.
Or having to increase the tax rate.
Correct, right.
Yeah,
I like
this one. Yep. Good, really good idea. So just so I'm following along, instead of the 3%, we wanted to keep the deficit at 8,100.
So what we would just run is a, I'll just show you. So with the current budget, we'd have about a deficit of 8,100. But as you can see, we have a surplus of about 131.
Okay, yeah.
So we take that and move, you know, 123,100 into the street for future street projects. That leaves us then at 3% and leaves us at a cash flow of around, you know, around 45 to 50%, which is typically where you want to be at, because really, like the city, we get paid twice a year, really, you know, with the taxes. So you need that 4 to 6 month cash flow to cover expenses till the cash comes in.
Abel always slaps her hand for having too much, isn't he? No. Yeah. Where I was at like 60% or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I'd say go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that sounds like a really good plan.
I don't know what you need me to say or what do you want us to say, like what to move first or if we have to prove that.
Well, we'll act on, you know, setting the dollar amount, the tax levy dollar amount, you know, after we have Steve's review. But if there's anything you want to discuss, I'd say we do it now.
Right.
Or any changes you want to make or anything else you want to look at or monies you want to move. Or, I mean, we've kind of been hashing it out, going through it. I mean, I'll have to factor in, you know, we probably won't even be at that 8,000 deficit now with increasing rates. So that'll maybe add $1,000 in additional rental fees, you know.
Right.
What is the 150th anniversary?
Well, that's something, I think, what do we have in there, $5,000?
Yeah.
That's for if, to start setting monies aside if we do some big planning for the 150th in 2033?
Yeah.
What are we planning?
That's what we gotta start doing.
Is that?
So it's gonna be pretty cool. We're setting money aside for it. But we got a plan for it.
When is that?
2033. It would be.
It'll be your first year as mayor.
No.
No. Not quite the party. Yeah.
The number's going to have to be way bigger than the one on the last page. I was just curious. I missed that on the last.
Who that gives this one? Yeah. 7-8 years. Right?
Is that
if you do 5 every year, that leaves you with what, about 40,000?
Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a parade.
I mean, if you're doing a parade, or if you do fireworks, you gotta imagine that's $20,000. just for fireworks if you do something extravagant. I think the next step really is planning this and then probably putting a committee together.
Yeah.
You know, to start looking at this. And I guess really it comes down to, unless council doesn't want to do nothing, but.
Yeah, if you look at bands, like we're looking at bands for 125th. I mean, you're looking anywhere from 3 to 30, you know, depending on what you want.
1,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
For a band?
For a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where? What band are you looking at getting?
So I'm just, they're the popular bands, but I know like Foreplay, I mean, they're 10 plus for them to come out for a night. You know, there's other ones that are right around $4,000 to $8,000 that, you know, we looked at and went with some others. Like it's, and that's now, you know, what's it going to be in, you know, a handful of years? I doubt it's going to be cheaper. I mean, so that, you know, it, like Jeremy said, it all depends on what you want to do. If you want to have like a national night out type of deal, it's going to be cheap. But if you want to have a couple fireworks, a band, some food, I mean, parades are cheap, you know, but.
Yeah, it kind of really depends with like what, you know, put the committee together and what people maybe want to think they want to do. I mean, obviously the vision can change throughout the time period. I mean, it would be kind of cool to start trying to, with some of our elders in town, if we wanted to start memorialize them on video to, you know, because they've been here for the last, what, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, some of them.
Who is the oldest resident in town?
Would it be Lois?
Would it be Lois, possibly?
Would you?
How old is Digga?
86.
Delmer, maybe it might be up there.
How about Otto?
Otto's got to be 90, huh?
I know he's over 90, I think.
Yeah, he's 91 or 92 then. He's okay. Somewhere right in there, too. So it could be Otto Muffington, too, yeah.
I mean, two or three over 85. Lifelong residents.
Maybe not be the right way to look at it, but save your $5,000 a year, we get there with $40,000, we decide we don't want to do anything, now we got $40,000 we can throw towards city improvements. I mean, hopefully we'll plan something, but I'd hate to get 5 years down the road and go, dang it, kind of fun to have something, but we don't got any money.
You said karaoke and hot dogs.
Did you want anything?
I hand out hot dogs for 3 hours one time a year. I don't know if I got
a year in me. Me personally, this is just one resident, speaking as a resident, taking my council hat off. If I never saw a firework again in my life, I remember being 8 years old thinking, the last one looked just like the first one. Boom, right, $20,000.
Seen it, been there,
we can
done
have Foreplay twice.
That's 8-play.
Sounds like you're heading up the committee.
Yeah. Sounds like someone just volunteered themselves.
Putting my council hat back on. It all costs too much.
It also comes down to, you get donations or do people step up too, you know?
So, and then as years go up, we can always increase it.
It's not like I'm willing to die, but $5,000 a year seems like a lot to me for not having a plan. But I mean, like you said, if it's there and we don't use it, it's not like we have to burn it.
Right.
And if you do want to do something, like you said, a band's probably going to be $10,000. You're just a regular band by then. It's crazy. Like I said, fireworks are going to be, you know, but then again, I mean, I don't know, maybe we can bring back, you know, the AWA back like in the old days and the demo derby and I don't know, you know, that they used to all have down there. So it really comes down to how extravagant you want to be with it.
I just keep the $5,000 going and like you said, if you don't use it.
Did you guys all talk? This must have been one of the meetings.
Yeah, you were here.
I was here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Must have not been watching fireworks.
Oh yeah, now I remember.
I think it's the chair you're sitting in.
Something, oh my gosh. All right, we can move on.
Any other direction we want to give staff on this? Otherwise, we can move on unless there's anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we can keep it, since we've already got it figured out for this year, we'll keep it in there. If we want to adjust it next year to $1,000 or whatever, then we do that. Want to keep it, we keep it. 8 years, we'll have 40 grand there regardless, if we keep it, you know, so.
Yeah. I think we should form a committee sooner than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just would like some direction.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You going to head up the committee?
No.
Okay.
No, thanks for asking.
Well, if you head up the committee, we wouldn't have no boom.
All right. We'll move on then. We'll finish this up after we have the employee evaluations. Move on to city council reports. Councilman Polson.
Nothing here.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
One thing I do have is, Chief, sometimes the council does it, sometimes the mayor and city staff does it. So it's kind of all over the board in regards to evaluations of the chief.
Oh, from your meeting of the mayors?
Yeah. So depends on what we want to do going forward. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, we have not done much of that in the past. I don't know if there was a reason, rhyme reason why, or if we just never did it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it was never.
Yeah, I just think moving forward, whether it's myself or someone else is in that seat, it might be good to hear some feedback that might be constructive. You know, it might be criticism one way or the other. Council meetings and every other interaction I have with council is normally pretty good. I think we get along really well, work hand in hand together. But if there's something that mayor, council, that you guys see that you'd basically like to have an evaluation, talk behind closed doors, I think it would be good for either myself or whoever else is in that seat, just kind of little checks and balances for, you know, not that I just get to run around and do what I want, or the chief gets to do what they want as long as they come in and approve the money they want to spend and then out the door. You know, there might be a direction that council and mayor might see. You know, sometimes when you're working on one thing, you don't always see the other thing, but outside perspective, you know, I don't think is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense.
What did they do, Chris? Did they do chief?
Just chief.
Just chief.
And I think that's where it should stay. I mean, you know, even with our assistant chief being emergency manager, like there's, that's a title they take, but in all honesty, the chief and the assistant chief, they work hand in hand within that role. And I think once council and mayor, however, it's decided to evaluate, it would then be up to the chief to take it to the rest of the officers and, you know,
yep,
relay the information that they choose to do evaluations within a department. I think that would be up to the chief and officers to do that. But like I said, I just think moving forward, like I said, whether it's myself or someone else, I think it would be an all right time to start something, the little checks and balances. And, you know, it could be like, hey, we go through a list of questions, everything's good, hunky-dory, and we walk out, we're done in 15 minutes, or there's some things that you guys see or hear and you want to bring up in a more private setting.
Or maybe there's even things you want to address.
Right, yeah. So.
Did any of them include, have a panel from the fire department or someone to sit on from fire department?
Not that anybody mentioned, okay, if they did it.
I mean, it's tough because small town.
Right.
You know, I mean, me and you, or you and Jason probably talk more than.
Right.
Anyone else here?
Yeah, but you know, there's things that, you know, Eric might see, or Jess might see or hear.
Right.
And, you know, instead of, you know, throwing it out here at, you know,
right,
you know, public meeting and just, you know, airing out any laundry, say, yeah, hey, you know, right, even if it's just a review like you do with the rest of the employees, I sit here, you guys ask me a few questions, yeah, we go back and forth in a closed meeting and we're out the door. Okay. I think it's something, and I would keep it with just the people that are in. I don't know that you need to bring in other fire members. I mean, we do plenty of our own checks and balances with our monthly meeting and firefighters and stuff. I think just you guys. I feel if, and I could be wrong, but if, you know, council views, you know, one thing one way, and then you get a couple firefighters that think that maybe they're, the department's being targeted, then there's a little back and forth that might, you know, heat up a little bit. But, and I'm not looking to do that. I'm just looking for basically any guidance or direction or thoughts that other people are seeing that I might not see. Mm-hmm. And I think going forward with the fire department, like I said, if it's not me, I think it should keep going just to kind of keep everything going the way the city feels it should go, as well as the fire department.
And I did reach out after the meeting to a couple of the mayors and ask them, like, what's their, like, to get a copy of their evaluation stuff and that. So as soon as I get that, I'll share that with Jeremy, and then Jeremy can send out to the council and we can go from there.
That's good.
Good idea.
Well, thanks for checking the meeting of the minds.
Have to do something there, right? We will try to get out a newsletter this week. I think we can still get it out this week, right?
With me, it kind of depends on if I get tied up Thursday in court. If I don't, I'll have it out Friday morning.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it really comes down to. The problem is I don't know. Does that go all the way down to Minneapolis that I've got to come back to? I know the P.O. Box people get it.
It shouldn't.
No.
Because it's something that just gets handed out. It's a mass mailer.
No, because I have an app on my phone that lets me know what mail is delivered.
Okay.
And like the water bill, the newsletter, none of that stuff shows up on there.
Okay.
It's all the stuff that comes through Minneapolis first. So,
yeah.
So the stuff you're doing here.
As long as I'm not tied up in court all day Thursday, I can get it out Friday morning. I can work on it tomorrow too.
Let's make one that we're going to get it out on Friday, and then one that we're not going to get it out on Friday, because we want to include the toy drive. But if we're not going to get it on Friday, doesn't do any good to have a toy drive.
I already asked you for a few other things, so
trap bingo going on.
Yep.
Newsletter, whichever, if it's a Friday or a Monday, with the weather we'd be having, I'd put the fire hydrant reminder in there.
Okay.
Keep them clear. It's been, we haven't had snow the last couple of years, I think, but the last year we had quite a bit of snow. Everybody in town was absolutely amazing. Like, I drove around because one of our officers brought it up, said we need to, you know, get city equipment and go do this. I said, well, let's hold on here.
I will put that in there because I'll be putting a reminder in there, too, not to blow your snow onto the street. So.
But like I said, I drove around town. I checked every fire hydrant, and people did an amazing job. Even once backed up off the road or shovel or snowball. I think I found one in almost 30 that we have that wasn't taken care of, and it was actually on city property as one by the water tower that wasn't, Jason just hadn't gotten to. That's not a big deal to me, but residents have been doing great, so just a reminder to keep that up. It'd be cool.
But that's a question. When you say not to push it the street, my nephew purchased the building in town here. If they can't push it the street, what are they supposed to do? He asked that question, and now I know this year.
We've dealt with that all the time, and what we tell them to do is to move it to where the parking lot is if they can.
So if it's the old, like, Timberline building,
like,
there's nowhere to go with any of that snow.
Or, the other option would be is if...
if you get to it before the street...
That's ultimately the easy solution, or to at least can someone put it in a pile where Jason could clean it up, because I understand there's nowhere to put the snow there, right? So I don't know, I guess.
Traffic's got a known building.
Right.
Yeah.
And they appreciate what he can do. I mean, there's some, when I drove to town down here, down there, he had the sidewalk shoveled from what we've got today. He takes pride in what he has, and he's making something out of that building. They're going to store some tremendous stuff in there. And they just,
I mean, if for a reason it started on fire, you know, a freaking pile of snow on the way to get it out, it's just common sense kind of. And they had asked that question, but now I notice it was moved now, so that I think the issue's taken care of.
I would agree with you, Jeremy. If they, if anybody that lives in an area, this comes from, you know, years of plowing snow, mm-hmm. and living in this town specifically where there's places that snow can't be pushed to just the side of the road and be dealt with, you know, in the case of the old Timberline building, you know, if they get to it before city crew or the, you know, William Miller and Sons crews do, then they can pull it towards the road and haul it out with the loaders. And if they get to it after, because I seen there was a pile there on the corner, if it could be piled up kind of there and Jason can come take a couple scoops or whatever, put it in the back of the city truck and haul it to the pile that's down there. I mean, I think that's the best for everybody, but not take the take all the snow and push it there. If, you know, William Miller and Sons in those particular areas pulls it to the middle of the street and then it gets pushed towards the pile. And they probably do that already, but.
Because
yeah,
I just.
They did a really nice job this last time.
I just don't want it back in the street or blowing it into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah,
and
I know
got that issue too,
this.
So.
You know, I've dealt with that too, where, you know, you go, we have to be through our plow routes in Minnetonka in 4 hours. We got to be through one pass in 4 hours. Well, then we go back through to make sure everything's out to the mailboxes curb to curb. People will go and blow the windrow, and they blow it right down onto the street, which doesn't bother me because I'm in a $250,000 truck that everything is angled right towards their driveway. You blow it in the street,
right back. It's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming right back.
Yeah.
But, you know, once, you know, that here, once they plow, they're done. There is no second pass. So if people wake up in the morning, they blow their windrow, sidewalks, whatever, out into the street, it stays there. Mm-hmm. So that's different from, you know, what I deal with. And then after a snowstorm, what does it do? It gets cold almost every time. So then that freezes, mm-hmm. turns to ice, becomes a real pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if council has any thoughts, but with that, like I'd say, my thought is if he could just pile it up somewhere best he could, and if he doesn't get to it before the plows come through, and then have Jason take it, and we can talk to Jason tomorrow about that, where he would like it,
yeah,
what would be easiest for him to move it over to the parking lot or down into the park. There where they have the tractor pull,
mm-hmm.
one or the other.
I think that would be a good idea. Have Jason talk with the owners of the buildings
there. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll communicate with them.
The only other thing I have is I will be the guest on YA Talk this Friday. So, unless Tim, you want to do it.
No, I'm
throat hurts.
Get his fireworks ready.
Yeah,
starting his committee.
Yeah. Yeah, you can talk about the 150th.
Not yet.
Yeah. So that's all I have for city reports. I will now entertain a motion to recess.
Well, what do you want to see if Steve? Do you want to have it closed or open?
Closed.
Okay. Perfect. This one we can recess.
So then I look for a motion to recess the city council meeting.
I make a motion to recess the city council meeting.
Second.
So moving seconded to recess the city council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We are recessed at 1954.
Have a good night, guys.
See you.
Yeah.